Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text today is taken from our gospel reading, Gospel according to St. John, the 21st chapter. Well, again, in our gospel reading, the disciples, well, they're bummed out. They went through all the stuff leading up to the crucifixion. They saw Jesus crucified, died, buried, but they also saw him rise from the grave alive. They should be excited. But Jesus is just kind of popping in and out on them. Now, the first time was that same day when they saw that the tomb was empty. Jesus came and stood among them. Shocked the daylights out of them. They weren't expecting that. Doors were all locked for fear of the Jews. We all remember that. And there Jesus was. Peace be with you. And then 8 days later, shows up again. Thomas wasn't around the first time. And so then the second time there, Thomas was. And so again, Jesus, peace be with you. There's seemingly no rhyme or reason here for Jesus coming and going like this. So, there they are in Jerusalem. They decide, all right, you know, we're not sure what's going to happen here. We don't know when Jesus is going to come back. So they decide, well, let's go home. So off to Galilee they go, right? Remember, that's where they were. Now, they're hanging out again. What do we do? Peter's bored. Like, I'm going fishing. So the rest of the guys, they all say, yeah, we're going to go do that too. So they all hop in the boat, and they go out. Now, as it's mentioned there, they fished all night long. Now, the way they fish there is casting out their nets. Well, at night, the fish come up closer to the surface. During the daylight, well, the fish can see further down, so they're likely to go down a little bit further. So here they are, closer to the surface, easier to catch the fish, throwing out those nets. Well, they did it. All night long. Didn't get anything. And now it's daybreak. You know, sun's just starting to come up. And somebody's on the shore there. Hollers out at them. Children, have you caught any fish? I'm sure they'd love to hear that. Children, yeah, really? You know, is that what you're going to call us out here? And their response? No. Then a suggestion. Well, throw your nets out on the right side of the boat and you'll catch some fish. Well, that's what they do. They do that in spite of the fact that they don't recognize the voice, but they do it anyway. Cast out their nets, caught a bunch of fish, too many just to pull in. Now, the wheels may have been a little bit foggy in their head there that morning, you know, not recognizing the person out there who's hollering at them, but yet at the same time, they had to have remembered something that happened a few years earlier. There, too, they'd been out fishing all night, and Jesus was there teaching, and so he got in the boat there with Peter and put out a little bit so he could teach there to the people. And while he's there, he said, hey, why don't you let down your nets for a catch? They didn't want to do that. Tired. Tired that, you know, here it is. They've been fishing all night, didn't catch anything. And now they did. Now John, the one whom Jesus loved, the disciple whom Jesus loved, that's what's referenced there, remembers this. And he goes, hey, it's the Lord. And Peter's like, it starts to click for him too. So he throws on his garment there, dives into the water, swims to shore. While the rest of the guys out there in the boat, you know, they drag the net in. How often had the disciples there with Jesus for 3 years, and yet they failed to recognize his voice? How often do we fail to recognize Jesus' voice? You know, sometimes it's circumstances that prevent us from recognizing that. We can be distracted. It's funny, when I'm at church and when one of my kids wants to get my attention, they'll sit there and say, hey, Dad! Now, while I hear the voice there, I'm thinking, it could be somebody else's kid. There's lots of dads here, you know? So I don't pay any attention. I don't turn around. And so then they got wise to all this, and so then they started saying, hey, Pastor Hopkins. And immediately I turn around, and I find them chuckling, just like y'all did here. Chuckling is like, oh, hey, don't you recognize your own kid's voice? Yeah. Easy to be distracted at times, isn't it? What causes you to be distracted? and not pay attention to the Lord? Really, I suppose there's all kinds of answers to that one, each of them unique to each and every one of us. But the one thing that we share in common, though, are the consequences of failing to listen to the Lord. You see, that's where sin enters. We're not listening to the Lord. We're not following the commandments, as we're told. We're not listening to what Jesus had said, that we need to follow the commandments and, you know, to love the Lord with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind, and love our neighbor as ourselves. Those are all things in which we are to do. But yet, if we do not listen, we can certainly stray from that path, and that gets us into trouble. But what happens when we do listen? When we do obey? Well, when we recognize His voice, there are blessings. And for the disciples, they listened, and they were blessed beyond their needs. We too, when we listen, are blessed beyond our needs. Our first and biggest blessing is this, namely that we have the forgiveness of sins. As the disciples saw that Jesus was crucified there, it was for a purpose. He was earning forgiveness of our sins too. He also rose from the grave alive. That they know. They saw Him as proof of that. We too have the hope of everlasting life as well. Being blessed in this way, when we recognize His voice and follow Him, we also find that, well, we indeed can be a blessing to others. He can take our imperfect lives and turn us into fishers of men. Think about it. Peter was restored. He sat there and denied Jesus three times while Jesus got arrested and all the disciples fled. They too are included because Jesus wanted them to be witnesses, witnesses of Him. It's interesting here. We need to remember here that the gospel is for all people and in all circumstances. Question is, how are we to be a blessing to others? Well, when we start to follow Jesus, all kinds of things start to happen. He said, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them and teaching, just like what we did here this morning with Paige. She was baptized. She was added to God's kingdom. And again, what does that happen from? Well, it happens from the fact that, yes, the Lord God loves us. And in turn, then, is that natural extension, then, that we do love the Lord our God with all our hearts. And then we do love our neighbors as ourselves. It all starts with God first, so that we, in turn, can share that blessing with others. Now, sure, there may be days in which you're a little bit disenfranchised with your circumstances. You may feel like, well, you're seemingly out of your element, and things aren't going your way. Or maybe you're in your element, and things aren't turning out as you planned. Just like the disciples, they were at the end of their rope. They all tried what they could do on their own, and they came up with nothing. In those situations, that's when we need to rely on our faith and listen to Jesus. For when we go out on our own and not listening to Him, we will come up with nothing too. That's why we need to be regularly listening to Jesus' voice. So it'll become habit-forming. So when we're in regular worship, when we're studying our Bibles, that's when we begin to recognize and listen to the voice of the Lord. For you see, this is how the Holy Spirit works. He works through His Word. So He works when you're studying that. That's where we read there that Jesus said, you know, I have to go back to heaven so that the Holy Spirit can come to you. And so He does come to us, creating faith in our hearts, faith that trusts in Jesus and listen to His voice. And when that happens, we get motivated, just like the disciples. They started going out and sharing that word. So we too, we can share that word as well. And the important thing is, it's the Holy Spirit who adds to the kingdom there. So we go out and do what we're supposed to. Share Jesus Christ with others. Be that witness. And then watch. Because what we're doing there and we're sharing that witness is that we're casting that net. And God will bring in the catch. That'll happen here. Even right here at Trinity Lutheran Church and School. Amen. Now may the peace of God surpasses all human understanding. Guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.